The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Good morning, Porrick.
A very good morning to you, Pat.
Now, you're going to mention one particular plant, and it does work for the intended purpose, and that is aloe vera.
Aloe vera, probably one of the easiest plants to grow, Pat. It is a succulent. It comes from the Arabian Peninsula, so places like Kuwait and Saudi Arabia. So it's used to those really warm, arid conditions. But it grows brilliantly here in Ireland, indoors, of course. And it's one of the simplest plants to grow because you simply water it once a month and repot it every 3 years and keep it in a bright location. And it lasts for many, many years. But it's absolutely brilliant, Pat. We call it the cooling plant or the medicinal plant because it's full of healthy gel, aloe vera gel, which is brilliant for any skin irritations. So I use it after I'm pruning the roses or doing a bit of gardening to heal the hands. But it's also great after sun. So if you've got any sun issues on skin, the aloe vera is absolutely brilliant. And it's an easy plant to grow. You can have it for many years. If you are cutting the stem will actually hold in the fridge for several weeks. So you can just cut a piece of the stem. I normally use a peeling tool just to peel off the skin and use it then, use the gel whenever necessary. Yeah. So it's such a simple plant to grow. And as it's very well named as the medicinal plant because that's what it is.
Yeah, just crack it open, rub it on with the skin. Yeah. I've done it rub myself. It all right, now, some of the questions coming in, Porter. Can we prune our shrubs now? Some have gone very wild, or do I have to wait till the autumn?
Depends on the shrubs. First of all, I would say any pruning that you're doing in the garden at this time of year, first of all, check to make sure there are no nesting birds because the birds are still nesting right up until September. So do check. Evergreen shrubs like spotted laurels can certainly be pruned back, you know, just cut back several of the stems just to tidy them up. Summer flowering shrubs like buddleias, hydrangeas and so on that are coming into flower now and will flower right up to September, October, you leave those alone because obviously you're going to be cutting the flowers back. So it depends really what the shrub is. A good rule of thumb, Pat, is to prune flowering plants immediately after flowering. So if you think of some of the spring flowering plants like rhododendrons or forsythii, we prune those immediately the flowers fade. So the week the flowers are fading, you prune them back because they flower on the growth they make during the summer. Mm. Summer flowering shrubs like the hydrangeas are pruned in late autumn, winter or early spring, so after flowering. But as a general rule, a little bit of a tidying up is no harm at this time of year.
Now, someone wants to plant a pot. It's big enough, 50 centimetres high and 40 centimetres wide, and they want to put in a bay leaf tree, trailing rosemary, society garlic and some nerines. Am I trying to pack too much in?
Well, it's quite a bit. Now, that's a beautiful selection of plants. You've got the creeping rosemary, which is it will creep right down the edge of the pot, so that can go right at the front. The society garlic is absolutely fabulous because it produces pink flowers. We often call it the pink agapanthus because it's related to alliums and onions. It's got that garlic flavour on the leaves, but the flowers have a beautiful hyacinth scent. And it's a plant that tolerates dry conditions, so it works really well in a pot. All of those plants will work well together, Pat. My advice is they'll be fine for about 2 years, maybe 3 years. And after that period, that you'll need to move them on into a larger pot or plant them out into the garden soil. So for the next couple of years, those three or four plants together will be perfectly happy.
Now, the next one, my brambent trees, which make up a boundary fence, have developed red patches on them. I'm worried if it's a virus of sorts. Would I just cut out the patches? I'm concerned it will spread to other trees.
Okay, so this is Thuja brambent, Pat. It's actually red cedar, a beautiful conifer, an evergreen conifer. It smells actually of pineapple when you crush the leaves. The browning on the foliage, this reddening on the foliage, can be the cause of two things. First of all, aphids that greenfly effectively that come on conifers in the springtime, and it shows up with that reddening of foliage at this time of year. So the aphids have fed back in March and April, have done damage to the foliage, and it starts to appear now several months later. Those aphids will have moved off now, but a good indication that they may have been present, you'll often see some grey mould or you'll see some honeydew left after the aphids. The second thing it could be is the thing called Thuja blight, which is a fungal disease, which again can affect thujas at this time of year, particularly after such a wet spring. And you use something like fungus clear to control it. So it depends really what the actual causation was whether it's aphids or fungal disease. If the listener wants to take maybe some photographs and put it on my Twitter account, which is Pori Corkin, I'll certainly have a look at it and diagnose it a little bit clearer.
Now, Darman Rathram says, I have two bay trees in pots at the front of the house. The leaves are very unhealthy brown and they are withering. They were in smaller pots. I watered and fed them, changed them into a bigger pot, but no improvement. And we've had them 15 years with no trouble prior to this.
Well, I think the answer is there in the question, Pat, because 15 years in a relatively small pot, of course, the bay leaves at this stage are going to have outgrown that space. They're hungry, they're lacking nutrition, and that shows up in yellowing and browning of foliage. The good news is that bay trees are very resilient. They can take a lot of hardship, and the browning and yellow of the leaves is only a temporary situation. Dom has done exactly the right thing. He's moved them on into larger pots. With regular watering and regular feeding, they'll reshoot again and be perfectly fine within 3 to 6 months. Yeah. So just nurture them on. A little bit of pruning will also help to stimulate some new growth. But the good news with bay trees, they are very simple and easy to grow, and they respond to a bit of pruning.
Okay. Charlotte in Kilkenny, and this is how long is a piece of string. How much would you expect to pay for a garden design plan, back garden, three bed semi, no labour required, materials or planting included, just a paper design?
Oh, it depends. It depends really, Pat, on the overall size and the you know, the amount of work that needs to go into it. But my advice really is to pop into your local garden centre. I see a lot of customers coming in with pictures of their garden. They'll bring in photographs they've taken on their phone, and we can give them advice directly on the shop floor in terms of the type of plants and maybe the type of designs. The other thing I would recommend is to go onto the Bord Bia site, and they've got 7 or 8 garden designs ideal for all sorts of locations. Many of the gardens were actually featured at Bloom this year in particular, but for other years as well. So you've got about 7 designs that you can actually apply to your own garden as well, and they're available on the Bord Bia website. Okay. So have a look for that as well.
A couple more. I have weed in my grass that grows along the ground and takes root every few centimetres. Do you know what it is? And can I treat it without ruining my lawn? I have a half acre of lawn.
Well, again, it depends what the actual, again, if the listener maybe took some photographs and put them on my Twitter feed, I'll certainly have a look from at it. It can be things like clover. It can be speedwell, which is a creeping weed with little blue flowers. Look, at most of them are readily controlled by using one of the proprietary lawn treatments. So you pop into your local garden centre, they'll give you something that will control the weeds in the lawn without affecting the grass. And that's better left until the autumn period, Pat, because again, many of the garden weeds are flowering as well and very beneficial to the bees.
And very briefly, this last one, how to protect Rhamnea in winter?
Well, all you need to do is to put some garden fleece, just wrap it around it and tie it, and that'll protect it from any heavy frost during the winter period.
Pori Corkin, thank you very much. And that's all we have time for. A reminder that our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to in the News Talk app or by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.